Welcome to PPM Simplifies. This is a weekly podcast that will help you have a better understanding on environmental regulations and how they relate to your industry. In each episode, we'll talk with experts across various industries who will share their insights with you. This is PPM Simplifies. Hello, this is Todd Perry, and welcome to PPM Simplifies. I'm extremely excited about our guest today. We're joined by an amazing professional, Thad McCoy, out of our Monroe, Louisiana office. Thad is an engineer out of Prairie View A&M in Texas, and Thad's got 29 years experience in the world of environmental permitting and compliance. You are going to really enjoy his knowledge he's going to share with us today. We're going to talk about a really cool topic. We're going to talk about environmental permitting for new facilities. Now, that's a really big topic, and Thad's going to give us some guideposts. And obviously, there are nuances and tweaks and specialties in each state, but Thad's going to give us a real good introduction. So without any further ado, Thad, hello to you. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Boy, I tell you, our audience is really going to enjoy this one. So, you know, let's go ahead and get this thing going. You know, there's obviously a lot of areas to think about. You're getting ready to build a new facility, and there are a lot of challenges. Where do clients need to even start the process of making sure that they're thinking this through?
Well, our clients really need to plan ahead. It's very important that our clients conduct environmental planning activities with their project team at least, I would say, 2.5 years, shall we say, before soil is disturbed. Our clients have to complete the permitting process, which impacts their construction schedule.
And so, you know, just kind of out of the gate, there's not only, you know, environmental is not a one-size-fits-all, and there's a lot of different media you need to think about. Think about air, think about water. Think about waste. Will be solid waste? Will be hazardous waste? There's just a litany of federal and state regulations that are going to affect you. But, you know, playing ahead and getting ready, permits are not issued in a week or even a couple months. How long does it usually take to get, say, an air permit, maybe a Title V, pushed through and reviewed and permitted through an agency?
Yes, the air permits really can impact your construction schedule, because an air permit is not issued in a week. The process can take up to 18 months.
Goodness, and that's why it's so important to plan ahead. And there's a lot of T's to cross, a lot of I's to hit. You know, when you think about all the different medias and all the variety of permits you might have, and think about, you know, your production values, and will you have emissions, will you have discharges? Which permit do you think of all the media that you really need to focus on to make sure you have it right, because it's the one that's the most arduous?
Yes, I think air permitting is the most complex. The complexity of the air permitting process is going to vary based on the type of facility that our clients may be building. But in general, an air permit must be obtained before construction begins. And in some cases, even before foundations are built and equipment erected. An air permit is needed for equipment that is going to be installed on site that emits air pollutants. And as our clients develop their plans and their layouts for the facility, we have to consider all the equipment and determine whether they are a source of air pollutants. Emission control devices are required for some sources, and there are the regulations have standards that these sources must meet. So the air permitting process begins with meeting with the regulatory agency to properly identify applicable air regulations And of course, after that meeting, time must be given for the permit application to be prepared and submitted to the regulatory agency. The application is not like completing a four-page job application, but a permit application may fit in a 2 to 3 inch binder, and if the facility is complex, the application can be multiple volumes. So after the air permit application is submitted to the regulatory agency, it can take them a year to 18 months to issue the air permit. Even if the facility is not complex, it can take at least 9 months to receive an air permit. But we help our clients by ensuring that the application is administratively and technically complete. We work with the permit writer to provide any additional information needed for the agency to make its permit decisions. So the air permitting process is a process that is most complex when beginning a new facility.
And Thad, our motto is simplifying the complex. The podcast PPM Simplifies, and it really is it's an art form to know all these nuances and all these things, because if you just looked at it face value, there's a lot of things that you might miss or opportunities to present something in a way that the regulators can understand in a more meaningful way to help get the permit reviewed and pushed through. And it really is something that there's just a lot of, being hands-on, being available, introducing it to the reviewers, working with the agency. I mean, those are all things that truly make this an art form. And you really need to have some professionals on staff that understand this process can help you get through, because it is complex and it certainly is time consuming. Are there any things, if someone thinks about, a new facility and doing the air permitting right, are there any traps or are there any things that can kind of come up that can derail your permitting process?
Typically, we find that our clients may tend to change their construction plans. They tend to change the equipment that they want to install, and that could be driven by a number of things, whether it be new technology, budget constraints that our clients may find themselves in. But we're very adept at these changes, and we're fully capable with helping our clients adjust accordingly.
So it's not the end of the day. You prepared your air permit. You've got all your diagrams and processes all in the application, in the binders. You present that to the agency, and then all of a sudden you say, I think there's a better way for me to achieve production, or, I want to make these modifications. You don't have to start over. You just have to know that you need to quickly introduce that and have the information correct so you can get a modification in the process. So it's not the end of the world.
No, not by a long shot. We have established relationships with regulatory agencies and permit writers, and we're able to present such information and hopefully not cause any delays in permit issuance, because our clients are definitely they want to get started. They want to they want to break ground and get their get their site constructed. So
absolutely, man. That's a great overview of that and the challenges that exist with air permitting. So let's change media a little bit. Let's think about wastewater discharge permitting. What are some of the areas that you need to be aware of as you think through your wastewater permitting?
Yes, sir. Well, there are several specifics that our clients must consider and that we must determine for obtaining a wastewater discharge permit. These permits, the wastewater discharge permit is typically needed prior to the start of operations. But allow me to briefly mention wetlands determinations, which is required before soil is disturbed on a site. Now, of course, on-site location is important when our determining the on-site location is important when our clients begin to construct them. And one of the things we have to consider is sort of the lay of the land or are wetlands present. And so wetlands permitting, if it's applicable, the site will have to be evaluated for wetlands. The evaluation should take place as soon as possible and during the conceptual stage of the project. Wetlands are identified using a federal delineation method, which primarily involves determination of three factors. You're looking at the predominance of wetland vegetation, you're looking at hydric soils, and varying signs of hydrology. Now, if wetlands are on site, the client must, of course, we assist our clients with applying for a permit to avoid impacts to the wetlands, whether it be streams and other aquatic resources as well. These potential impacts to these resources have to be minimized in where impacts are unavoidable. Compensation will be provided. So it's very important for our clients to realize the location of their proposed construction activity, and we have to consider the presence of wetlands. So that's the topic of wetlands. Now, the wastewater discharge permitting in and of itself, this is applicable to any equipment on site that discharges wastewater. Permit must be issued prior to construction. As our clients develop their plan and layout for the facility, we have to consider all the equipment and determine whether they discharge wastewater and any necessary treatment of the wastewater prior to discharge. Sanitary wastewater discharges are also included in this review for permitting as well. Let me also mention, we've mentioned wetlands permitting, we've touched on wastewater discharge permitting. Now, there's also stormwater discharge permitting. Yes, believe it or not, water that falls from the sky onto your site is regulated. So after stormwater comes in contact with any industrial equipment and activities, this stormwater is typically discharged and offsite to a nearby drainage, which leads into nearby creeks, streams, bayous, et cetera. Now, the discharge of stormwater runoff associated with industrial activity, that requires a permit. There is also a permit that is required for stormwater discharges associated with the construction activity. So keep in mind, you have the industrial activity that's taking place when the site starts up, but the stormwater program also considers stormwater coming in contact with the construction activities that you're undertaking, even to construct the site. The construction stormwater permits, they're not as burdensome to acquire as, say, the air and wastewater permits, but they do require the development and implementation of what is called a stormwater pollution prevention plan. So all of these things that I've touched based on here regarding wastewater permitting We are able to assist our clients and navigate them through all of the requirements associated with this type of permitting.
And Thad, man, you have covered an incredible amount of ground. We talked about air, we talked about water, talked about, you know, deconstruction, some of the things that occur. So you got your permits in line, you break ground, you build your facility, you're in production. What are the long-term impacts to the client's business once they begin to operate under the permits regulations? Is it, I've got my permit and I'm going to comply with it and that's the end of the story, or there's a little more to it?
Actually, that's just the beginning of the story. After these permits are issued, the client must put the necessary systems in place to maintain compliance with the regulations. When the facility starts production, these permits require such things as record keeping and reporting as often as quarterly. The bulk of our efforts for our clients is preparing quarterly, semi-annual, and annual reports to comply with regulatory deadlines. So, you know, the facilities are involved with the day-to-day compliance activities for a number of our clients. We prepare their reports that are required by their permits and required by regulations. And in the preparation of these reports, we tend to identify some areas of compliance where our clients need improving. It's quite challenging, but we really tend to support our clients in this effort. So there are also environmental plans that must be developed for operating. So it's not just about reporting and record keeping, but a lot of times these permits and the regulations require these facilities to have specific plans. And of course, we assist our clients with preparing the reports, the plans, and understanding the regulations so that they can operate in compliance. We see that the cost of non-compliance far outweighs the cost of compliance. It's important for all of our clients to strive to achieve 100% compliance, and that's what we try to assist them with doing.
That is fantastic, and what a walk, what an overview. Thad, you're immensely talented. Thank you for taking time to work with us, and I think one of the key takeaways is, you know, getting PPM or your consultant involved early in the process, that really helps. You know, even in the design phase, we can look for, you know, traps and pitfalls and challenges to kind of work through and then, you know, help prevent delays from getting your permit so you can get your construction underway. And, man, this has been a great, great, you know, visit. And I really appreciate you taking time to share some of your knowledge with our audience. It is true, sir, you are the real McCoy. There's no doubt about that. I know you never heard that, but I'm really fun to reference it. But no, this is great. And if you've got any follow-up questions, if you'd like to talk about this topic further, you can obviously go to our website, reach out to Thad and myself. We'd love to engage in a conversation. So feel free to go to ppmco.com, hit our contact us, type your questions in, send it to us, and we'll be happy to help visit with you. Thad, again, thank you for your time. Thanks for sharing some of your knowledge with our audience. Any last things you want to give?
No, just thanks for having me. And I began my career 30 years ago. It's been a long ride, and I'm still hanging on.
Absolutely, man. Hey, this is a good milestone to celebrate. Congratulations. That's really cool. And again, man, you got a good way in front of you, and like a great wine, man, you just get better with time. No doubt about it. Well, Thad, hey, thank you for doing this with us today. To our audience, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss when these things come out and we launch them, you want to be the first to listen to them. We really appreciate Thad's time. Appreciate you tuning in, listening with us. So until next time, this is PPM Simplifies. Thank you for finding our podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at ppmco.com. To stay updated on new episodes, feel free to subscribe to PPM Simplifies on your podcast app of choice. Until next time, this is PPM Simplifies.